Rescue workers on the scene of that condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida, are still holding out hope that survivors can be found. But today, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said the death toll has risen to 10, with 151 people still unaccounted for.
There is going to be a thorough and full investigation of what led to this tragic event. We are going to get to the bottom of what happened here.
In a report in 2018, an engineer warned about serious structural problems, one of the developments we're following. But let's hear now from a person who's helping others in need. He wears many hats. Yonah Lunger is chaplain for the city of North Miami Beach. He's a vice president of the local Chamber of Commerce, and he's founder of the nonprofit Hesed, which helps people in need during a crisis. And Yonah, people very much in need now. What are you hearing?
Well, I would say we're very much in need of two things. One, that the people can help. The other one, that no one can help. What the people can help is prayer. What no one can help is time. Yeah. Time is of the essence. It's unknown as to what's in there still, meaning as far as remains or whole bodies or whatever there may be. We have the best first responders that's on the ground. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue, Urban Rescue, they have special task forces. They are simply amazing. They have a special task force team that flew in from Mexico. And then there's another team, Urban Search and Rescue. They travel from Israel. One would say they're here because, yes, there are probably a vast majority of the tenants or landlords or owners who live there occupied are of the Orthodox Jewish faith. But the answer is they're here because there's a need.
Yonah, I have to ask, did you know anyone in the building who's missing or had escaped?
Yes, I know several people. Unfortunately, they're still missing. One of them is a very, very good friend of mine. She got married 7.5 weeks ago to a doctor. She worked for Aventura Hospital, and she's one of those who didn't report back to work and missing.
Well, what are you hearing from people? I mean, everybody knew somebody. It's a small area. So there's this palpable grief and fear about what, you know, they're going to hear next. But I also mentioned the report, the consultant that found evidence of major structural damage to a concrete slab below the pool deck, cracking, crumbling of beams and columns in the parking garage, which holds the building up. There's new reporting of a man who said he was on the phone with his wife in the building. She was looking out her balcony and said the pool just disappeared, like a sinkhole had opened up and then the line cut. She's now missing. Presumably that's when the building fell. We know buildings over 40 years are being ordered to get inspections, but nothing seems certain, it would seem. I mean, are people moving out of buildings that didn't fall?
We have to go back to the part where the history of this building, 1981. There's a developer who died in 2014. His name was Nathan Reber. He was a fugitive from Canada who evaded taxes for phony construction work, according to a new report of the Washington Post.
Well, the Washington Post was reporting this, but I'm imagining this is what's happening all over the city. People are wondering, what happened here? You know, was this there? The New York Times is also quoting structural engineers who say it could have been in the construction, faulty construction. They don't know. You know, there are other buildings that might just be corroded from storm surge and salt water, which is corrosive. Are you hearing these kinds of fears from people coming to you for help or just even friends? Are you hearing this?
Well, obviously, people are always having all kinds, you know, when something happens like 9/11, people were scared of high rise, people were scared of large places. There's not enough tears left in literally in the bank of the eyes, so to speak, where you see families crying and you're just there and you have nothing to say. You just hold them, support them, give them support and give them more support. But on the other hand, you get these happy tears, these happy emotions where you see hundreds of every religion. People just show up there with bags. They went to Costco. They spent a couple of $100 on socks. Unfortunately, it takes a disaster to show the humankind the beauty of the people. And then you have people who live in the islands, who live in the areas and surrounding, who come by on Friday and says, I have 5 bedrooms left in my house. It's just me and my husband. Please, anybody, first responders, you need to sleep over. Family members, you need to sleep over. Here, just put me on the list. There are no words. Honestly, there simply are no words. How beautiful the human race is. And I'm talking about my phone doesn't stop.
That does the heart good. Yona Lunger, yes. Chaplain for the city of North Miami Beach, vice president of the local chamber of commerce and founder of the nonprofit HESED, which helps people in need during a crisis. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Yona, thanks, and our best wishes, prayers to you.
Thank you.